Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, and Merry Christmas! Hope you had a wonderful day celebrating. Now, an actress and R&B icon's daughter does not want you to know who her mother is.
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you who.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And an Oscar-winning actress reveals that a dance with her is what helped launch the career of Steven Spielberg.
Oh, wait,
what kind of dirty dancing is that?
Okay.
Well, we'll share all the details on that later as well. Plus, we've got a fun Christmas game, and y'all know we love some games around here.
Yes, we do, honey.
And Headcrack's got some wild Christmas traditions from around the world. What's up?
True indeed. Now, Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of different people, exchanging gifts, enjoying food, and just kicking it with the fam. But depending on what country you live in, there's some different practices that happen around the world. Like in South Africa, you know what they do?
What?
They enjoy a fine little delicacy called fried caterpillars.
Ew.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, I might try that. It's not anything fried.
That is good.
Oh, my God. Please, y'all, no.
Let's talk about Japan. In Japan, on Christmas Eve, their favorite tradition is eating KFC.
Oh,
real chicken.
Good. And KFC don't taste the same in Japan at all.
It's healthy.
I've been there at all.
So if you had a guesstimate, Brad, how many herbs and spices do you think they're using on their chicken?
If it's how many?
11.
I'm thinking like 2.5.
And you got Germany. They hide a pickle in their Christmas tree and give a small gift to the first child who finds it.
A pickle? That's not new. That's Gary's tradition.
I was just saying, I'm used to finding
pickles. We're going to find a pickle.
Yeah, son. I get it right off the bat.
Huh?
All right, y'all. Now, to know me is to know that I love Miss Tracy Ellis Ross. So now, even though, honey, Miss Tracy has accomplished many of her dreams and won a Golden Globe for her work on Blackish, Tracy says it takes one, honey, subject for someone to make her feel devalued.
What's that?
Not being married and not having children.
Oh, that makes her feel devalued?
Cheering.
Yeah, you know, people, how people talk about yourself when, you know, when you're a certain age and you don't have any kids or married.
Yeah, they try to act like you less than.
So here's Tracy talking about that in a speech she gave y'all at Glamour's Women of the Year Summit.
I've built a really incredible life, and I have become a woman that I am very proud to be. And then someone just walks up to you and, you know, they're like, you know, a friend of mine adopted at 52. I mean, it is never too late for your life to have meaning, sweetie. And my worth just gets diminished as I'm reminded that I have failed on the marriage and the carriage counts. Me.
Speaking of that, I mean, particularly you, Brad and Portia, I mean, y'all both, y'all have careers and y'all don't have any kids and you're not married. Do y'all ever feel that way when people come up, well, get some kids one day?
Not really. I mean, I've been married, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, sold it, don't want back. Yeah. Done that already. And as far as kids go, yeah, I'm going to have some kids. But I think that she's definitely talking about the fact that people come up to you already acting like you're missing something because they don't see you standing with a man with a ring on and because you don't have a child. And it shouldn't be looked at like that, but they definitely do.
Yeah, they sure do.
They definitely do.
But it's not meant for every woman that's on the planet to have a damn baby.
That's true.
You know, some of us need to help other people with all these damn kids that they have or the kids that are not wanted. I got like 15 godchildren. And guess what I love about it?
What?
Taking their ass back home.
Right.
Well, unlike Tracy Ellis Ross, there's one daughter of another famous mother that doesn't. I mean, doesn't want you to know who her mom is. Her name is Jillian Hervey, whose mom is Vanessa Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jillian is Vanessa's second child from her first marriage to Ramon Hervey. She's a singer in an electric soul duo in New York called Lion Babe.
Yep.
And she recently revealed that she's perfectly happy if fans of her music don't put together that she's R&B icon Vanessa Williams' daughter.
Well, her music is, like, completely different than her mom.
Lion Babe is extremely dope. They got this song called Jump So High featuring Childish
Gambino. Oh, you know the music.
Yeah, that's I thought that name sounded familiar. Like, okay. Lion Babe is so dope.
Yes. Oh, you just put me up on it. She's got a beautiful
voice. Well, Jillian said, I just want to come out and show people who I am, and if they figure it out, it's a fun fact later. What we do is so different. She's a force of nature in her own right. I just want to honor her by honoring myself, doing what I feel is right.
That's beautiful.
Oh. Isn't that nice?
That means that she raised her being her own little person.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Teaching her real life family values.
Yes.
Because she's not trying to grow up and just be off of her mom's name. That wouldn't be bad either, but she's not doing that.
Uh-huh. Right. But she's not using it at all.
Right.
You know, standing up.
Because I would be using it.
I'm girl, my mama Vanessa Williams.
Bitch.
You know my mama Vanessa Williams.
You know
my queen, Vanessa Williams.
Honey, I would put me some blue contacts in and be like, guess who I look like?
Right. All right, so this year, veteran Oscar-winning actress Vanessa Redgrave made her directorial debut at the age of 80 with a refugee documentary called Sea Sorrow. But years ago, she actually helped boost the career of one of the world's most famous filmmakers by dancing with him, Steven Spielberg.
Wait, well, I'm confused.
Dirty dancing.
Really? Nasty dancing?
The more nasty.
Not the booty dancing. That's what it was.
So Spielberg was a huge fan of Ms. Redgrave's, and a year before he made this film called Amblin, which landed him a contract at Universal, he managed to get himself into the premiere of a 1967 classic film, Camelot, and at the after party, the only 21-year-old Spielberg got the courage to talk to Ms. Redgrave, and he says she was very kind and gave him a lot of encouragement about his career, and then she asked him to dance with her.
Wait, so how the hell did that change his career?
So just imagine you at a big Hollywood party, and like there's some young dude that nobody knows who he is, and he's dancing with one of the hottest chicks in the game at the time.
Okay.
So people had questions, and they wanted to find out more about him, so that actually gave him Hollywood street cred.
Oh, she put him on.
Yeah. Okay.
She upped the speed game.
She put him on and put it on him.
Okay, Has anybody encouraged you all, you know, during your career and to help you inspire you and move forward?
Twista for me in Chicago.
What do you say?
Twista.
I wanted to rap like him. That's where I got the, like, fast rap
from. I knew it.
Like, he was the star in Chicago, and I wanted to be just like him. So I studied and practiced. And then when I met him, he was just like, yo, you can do it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What about you, Headcrack?
You know, I do know this. One time I was in this battle in D.C., and I came in second place. I really felt like I won, but the fix was kind of in. So when I got off stage, Chuck D from Public Enemy was like, yo, don't even sweat it, kid.
Legend.
You actually had that one in the bag. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure I'm going to run into you later.
Yes.
And then years later, I ran into Chuck D, and, like, you know, he was, like, playing a song of mine on his radio station.
Yeah.
He has, like, an internet radio station.
Yeah.
And I told him about that story. He's like, man, I knew we crossed paths again.
Damn,
and next thing you know, and I was like, you know, the universe came full circle.
Damn, you need to bring him in
here. That's what's up. And R. Kelly, too, for me.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly wrote my first song.
Really?
Yeah, the song that I rapped on stage and won the contest with in 1992 at the Criss Cross concert. R. Kelly wrote that rap.
My
I was trying to get in the house a long time ago.
Brat, the first female MC to go platinum, the first female to leave R. Kelly's house.
She in there running the bitches.
Okay. I don't need nobody stealing my home.
She'd have been just happy to be in there. Lock me up.
In the closet.
Okay. Not in the closet. Well, y'all know I love me some Orange is the New Black.
Yep,
and, well, one of the show's stars, Samira Wiley, who got married this year to one of the show's writers, Lauren Morelli, well, she recently shared who her celebrity crush is.
Who? Oh.
Little Bow Wow.
Oh, that's
interesting. I know, right?
He ain't little no more, though.
No, he ain't.
You sure she didn't mean little mama?
Let him have this win,
I'm so
okay?
Sick of y'all today.
What is going on today?
It's a win for him.
Now, Samira also revealed what song she sings the most in the shower. She said, I grew up in church, so my favorite songs to sing in the shower are probably gospel songs. You know, something about Jesus.
Aww.
Do y'all sing in the shower? I know y'all, everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who doesn't?
I think I'm Fantasia in the shower.
Really? I think I'm Mary J. Blige in the, in the shower.
So what's
the acoustics in there are so awesome.
I feel like my voice matches her.
Yes.
What's our go-to shower songs?
I mean, like I said, I like Diana Ross. I sing her songs. Remember Me.
You do?
Oh. Bye, baby. See you around. Didn't I tell you I wouldn't hold you down?
It's so delicate for shower. Shower, you're supposed to holler. Yeah.
Shower, you got to sing out.
Oh, yeah.
Brad, what's yours too, Brad?
I'll be like, baby, you don't pay me no mind.
That's Fantasia.
Yeah, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
That's it. You gotta go. I'm going down.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby. Hey.
I guess you are, but honey, cut it up, baby. All I want for Christmas is a game. And I'm gonna beat these fools, honey, in a Christmas game. Next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Bye, humbug.
It's about to get merrier and scarier because it's game time.
Yes!
I'm going to give you clues that have something to do with celebrities or pop culture, and the answers will need you to add a word that has something to do with Christmas to make it Christmassy. You'll see it as we play. Let's get to it. Kim Ye's oldest child.
That would be North, like the North Pole.
That is correct.
Yes.
See, Portia's salty. It's Christmas, Portia. Come on, perk up.
The new host of The Talk once rapped, "Let me blow your mind."
That would be Eve, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yay, Gary. Okay. So proud of you.
I am too.
I'm not. Oh, Portia.
In Formation, Beyonce says she does this all day. Yes.
She slays all day.
Sleigh bells.
What?
Sleigh bells ring.
She slays all day.
So who get the point?
Brad gets the point. So Brad's on board. You said sleigh bells, you said?
Sleigh bells, so sleigh ride.
1 point for Brad.
Why?
Because you didn't do the answer. You didn't add the word with it. You just said sleigh. You have to add a word.
Y'all know I'm talking about Christmas. A Christmas sleigh.
That's the game, Portia.
Yeah, you're playing a different game. Moving on. Kristen. Le'Veon, Alexander Graham, Patty Lay.
Oh, you got somebody.
Yes, Brad.
Bell, Jingle Bells.
That is correct, Brad.
Patty La Jingle Bells.
Oh,
Patty LaBelle, Bell Jingle That's Bells.
Yeah. See,
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Go ahead, next.
Don't give up, guys. This Wendy's signature frozen dessert. Yes.
What is a nice, beautiful Christmas frosty?
I couldn't hear the question.
Well, bitch, I heard it. Frosty.
Yes, Brad.
Frosty the Snowman.
That is correct.
What? Go, Brad! 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 Go, Brad!
Go, Brad! Go, Brad!
Well, I said Christmas Frosty.
Go, Brad!
Yeah,
go, Brad!
It's Frosty the Snowman.
This iconic, deep, sexy voice bass baritone. Can't get enough of your love, babe, but he's screaming over
you. I know you
Portia hit it first.
I said hit it first.
You know you heard it.
It takes a long time for Santa to travel to the South
Thank
Pole.
You.
She definitely hit it first.
Barry Snow White.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Portia.
That ain't no damn Christmas.
No white Christmas. No white Christmas.
Oh, my God.
You also could have been dreaming of a Barry White Christmas.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Barry White Christmas.
Okay. You know how it goes. It don't matter how many points you got. This one is for all or nothing.
Okay.
Give me that bell.
She's the only host on The View that's been there since day one. Portia buzzed it first.
Yep, I definitely buzzed it first.
Well, get it.
Hey!
And I buzzed it second.
You Come have on. 7 seconds.
Whoopi.
No. Gary.
Joy! Joy to the world!
Wow. The Lord is come.
The Decatur Public Schools Independent School District.
System.
Oh, you know it was the system. Oh, the public system.
What you got kicked out of.
Whatever, Gary.
Yeah, Portia, you the real MVP.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Pete Whitney. God bless.
Well, coming up, Frida Pinto reveals her number one fashion rule that even your grandmother will agree with. We'll tell you next. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah,
hey, y'all, welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you for the assistance there. Frida Pinto, you know, y'all remember her from Slumdog Millionaire and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Remember that? Yes.
Frida.
Such a beautiful girl. Well, she's been given a Style Maker Award by the Bible of Fashion Women's Wear Daily, and she recently revealed her all-time number one fashion tip. She says, "I never wear horizontal stripes. I have hips. So I cannot be doing that."
All right, honey.
But that's kind of dope sometimes because it makes the hips look wider.
She ain't got no hips. But you know, people in Hollywood don't want to have wider hips.
She shouldn't be worried. She clearly she has no reason to worry about this at all.
Gary, what's your number one fashion tip?
My number one fashion tip to women in particular, I do not want to see your panty line.
It's funny you say that, but men actually like cotton panties.
What? But without the panty line.
No, right. They come with the panty line.
No, that's soulful Negroes.
Yeah, well.
Want to see your damn panty line.
Would you want to see panty line?
I don't even care. Long's like, you know, it don't look like you wearing some, like, you know, some old school, like, 1920s panties.
Real Negroes don't care because as long as what's in it.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen y'all with panty line.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Oh, you see that? Y'all love that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a fashion zone.
Brad, you have one?
I hate when women have lipstick on their teeth.
I had an auntie who always had that.
Is that cheap lipstick?
Because she used to put her lipstick on like this.
Makeup artist trick. Do like this. And it gets it all off, and then you'll never get it on your teeth.
You just turn everybody in jail who's watching.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. But that's the trick for real. Ask any makeup artist.
Enjoy your night, guys.
Oh, damn, Gina.
Hashtag.
I wasn't trying to do that. Merry Christmas then, damn it.
Hey, everybody, it's time for...
Nailed it!
Now, in 2017, y'all, we saw so many nail trends, honey. We saw, honey, marbled nails, bejeweled 3D accents that Miss Cardi B brought, honey, to life. And then there was also Halle Berry's negative space nail art. But, baby!
What, honey?
I found the one, bitch!
Which
yes,
one?
Yes, baby, I found the one, honey. Oh. I found the one nail creation, y'all, that I prayed, honey, does not become a nail trend. Pimple nails.
Ew, what? Oh, hell no.
Is that a real pimple?
Oh, you can bust it.
Now, coming up according to a study, Brat and Portia might just be depressed because they're not getting this. We'll tell you what after the break.
A wanky.
What's a wanky?
Some
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we want to make sure Brat and Portia are okay.
We're awesome.
I don't know if I'm okay. Oh, you're awesome.
I'm awesome.
Me too.
Well, let me tell you why. There's a recent study that just revealed that following a vegetarian diet could increase a person's chances of suffering symptoms of depression.
I mean, so now, okay. Brad, I mean, so you're a pescatarian, and Portia, you're a baby vegan. Are y'all feeling blue?
I love that we're having this story because I actually want to make sure everybody understands that it's the exact opposite.
Do you feel better?
Mm-hmm. It's the exact opposite.
Really?
It absolutely is.
And I feel awesome.
Gary, you consume the most meat in this room, and a lot of times you do say that you are depressed.
Yeah.
Do you think any of this stuff, like, you know, kind of counterbalances what this study is saying?
The meat that I have is not wholesome.
There's no nutritional value in it?
Yes.
It is not organic.
It's not organic with no nutrients.
For display purposes only?
Yeah. It's full of pesticides, honey.
It sure is.
It's full of it, honey.
Yeah.
Baby, it is not farm-raised. It is ghetto-raised. Ghetto-raised meat is what Gary likes, okay?
This is actually farm-raised.
Yeah. Whether you're enjoying sirloin like Gary with the tea or you're going straight meat-free, we want you to have an amazing Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Feliz Navidad. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes!
Love you.
Yes!
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.